Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. There's an event happening tomorrow. It's the fourth annual Fly Trap Frolic. It's presented by the Coastal Land Trust. This is a celebration of our native plants, ones that grow really only here. Venus flytrap, pitcher plant, sundews. I think I'm right about that. We'll find out in a second. And to tell us all about it is Dr. Phil Garwood. You know him from Cape Fear Community College. He's called Dr. Rocks by his students. Diana Corbett, who volunteers with the Fly Trap Frolic, is here as well. So we're going to hear all about it. First of all, thank you both for coming today.
Thank you, Jamila.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Great.
Thanks for having us here.
Am I right that the Venus flytrap, I know it's native here and only here.
Only here. It grows within about 100-kilometer radius of Wilmington, North Carolina. They have them throughout the world because they've transplanted them from here. But this
but
is the only natural habitat they have. And as a result, they better be protected because they're disappearing fast.
I know. How about the pitcher plants and the sundews? They're only here as well?
Well,
they're
sundews
native here, but
are
elsewhere
throughout the world, just like the pitcher plants.
Okay.
But this is the Venus flytrap capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there's no other place on Earth. I'm working on a paper right now explaining why that is, and it should be published within the next month or so. So it's a difficult problem of trying to figure out why did they choose Wilmington? Well, probably for the same reason we all chose Wilmington. It's beautiful here. You know, there's lots of good food. And
I was going to say aliens delivered us here, you know, but,
and
you know,
that,
and the Venus flytrap.
Absolutely. The ET hypothesis is out there.
We're going to be talking about the event Flytrap Frolic in just a moment. But one of the things I want to ask you about right now is, was it within the last year that we had that major theft? So many of Venus flytraps were dug up and taken away.
Yeah, in fact, we just had another one in Brunswick County over the last couple of weeks, and they did catch the people, and they're going to be dealt with. They are also trying this, I think, May, to bring an act of law so that it... Certainly in New Hanover County, it becomes a felony to take them because they are very, very endangered. But last year, we lost about 1,500 just before the event.
Correct.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of those or some of those have been replaced, right? There have been students out there planting. And has any of that
absolutely
been happening?
Yes.
No, we haven't seen any theft this year. And
morning,
some students from the Friends School were out there planting, and it was wonderful. They got down, they got dirty, and they just had a blast. But you have to sort of thank Dan Sherritt for that. I hired him a few years ago as my geology aide. And now, because of the passing of Stanley Reeder, Dan has taken over, and he's doing a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm. He has. He's propagated a lot of the seeds from the Stanley Reeder Carnivorous Garden, watched them grow, fed them, and now he's planting them back. So these are actually species that came from the garden, which
wonderful.
Makes it even more special.
Right?
That's very important. Several years ago, some gentlemen came from Victoria Falls, Africa, just to see these flytraps. Mm-hmm. When I was out there, and we chatted, and then was it last year, the boy from North Dakota, or wherever it was, he made his mother fly all the way here so he could see them. This year, we also had some gentlemen from, I believe it was Poland. Mm-hmm. They are part of the GE thing, and they couldn't wait to get here, and they were just fascinated by Venus flytraps because this is the only place in the world. You know, it's amazing.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, we've kind of built on that, and we're going to have an interactive map there so that people can actually post where they came from to see these. It's always interesting to hear the stories about how they found out about the fly traps, how they found out about the Fly Trap Frolic, and what got them here.
That's wonderful. The Fly Trap Frolic is tomorrow from 9 to 1 at the Stanley Reeder Carnivorous Plant Garden, which is at 3800 Canterbury Road, which is behind Alderman Elementary School. So it's easy to park at the Alderman Elementary School parking lot, and you'll see where the garden is, and you can have a chance to do all kinds of great things tomorrow. Let's talk about this free and family-friendly event. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Dr. Phil Garwood, Dr. Rocks, and Diana Corbett all about the Coastal Land Trust presenting the Fly Trap Frolic, the fourth annual Fly Trap Frolic.
Now,
what will be happening tomorrow?
starts at 9 o'clock, and we have a lot of different things. It's interactive the whole time. Dr. Rox is providing Cape Fear Community College students to stand inside the garden and point out the different plants. So that goes on all day. We have face painters. We also have children's activities. And interestingly enough, it's almost like a predatory event. We've got birds of prey. We have a hawk coming and also a pelican. And then, and that's from Seabiscuit Wildlife Shelter.
Yes.
And then we've got Halliburton, the snakes from Halliburton. So they're going to bring a couple different snakes around. And so it's real interesting, you know, this is just a predator event.
Don't let the snakes near the hawk, because that hawk might get awfully excited.
Well, it was last year, I think. The
crows actually went crazy because they saw the hawks invading their territory. So they're hearing this, you know, in the background. So that made it really kind of interesting. Fly traps will be for sale all day as well.
Last year, there was a picture we got of one fly trap with this half-dissolved toad in it, and the toad's leg was caught up in the trap. And That was an amazing thing. But, yeah, there's going to be something for everyone there. And I think it's just such a joyous time, and we're sort of celebrating Stanley Reeder as well.
Yes.
And his daughter. But I think we're going to be visited by the giant fly trap tomorrow, are we not?
That is correct.
Oh, I know.
The giant fly trap will be there.
Felicia Fly Trap is going to be there.
That's like a costume?
Yes.
No,
it's the real thing.
No, it's the real. I'm sorry. Okay, the real thing.
Yeah,
talk about ETs.
you must have watched that.
I have seen that, right.
You know, and I was out there today hunting them, so because, you know, they're predatory. So I had to make sure that, you know, the children are safe because, you know, they're what are called snap traps. And when some little bug or some little toad gets there, they'll snap shut.
Mm-hmm.
And then they release an enzyme, dissolve them, and everybody goes away happy.
I remember when I was growing up, my brother had a Venus fly trap, and he was just thrilled with it. This is out in Los Angeles, and he just loved to catch flies and feed them to. And it's like, this is just the ultimate older brother thing. It's like, oh, man, he's feeding flies to the fly trap again. It was horrible.
Well,
so.
You'd be surprised. Yesterday, I take my historical geology classes out there because we do a thing on the evolution of plants, and I opened up one dead one, at least 1,000 dead bug carcasses inside that one plant. We did a survey last year. We did a meter square, and we figured out within that meter square between 18 and 80,000 bugs were consumed by the plants within that small area.
If we can target mosquitoes, that'd be great.
I'm saying we've got to train the fly trap to go after particular bugs. Yeah, that would be excellent. Like some roaches. I don't know. Nothing can get roaches.
There's a particular type of mosquito that lives inside one of the pitcher plants. And it won't, because they release this flesh-eating enzyme, but it doesn't bother this type of mosquito. And that mosquito cleans up the water, or the liquid inside the little cup. So it's this symbiotic relationship going on there. And it's fascinating.
Which is part of why they're such an important part of the ecosystem.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if we lose them, it's a great loss.
Let's talk a little bit more about the event. You said the hawk will be there and the pelican. We'll have snakes from Halliburton Park. We'll also have geocaching. That's gotten to be a big deal lately.
It has. We instituted that at the very first one. If you're not familiar with it, it's a rising activity where people actually hide boxes of just interesting artifacts, and they use your GPS to go find them, therefore the geocaching term. And I think there's either one or two boxes located in actually the Piney Ridge Nature Preserve itself.
Right, right.
So that they can find.
And scavenger hunts for those that don't have their little fancy phone with them.
Right. We've got what's called a passport that we'll give to everyone. It shows the picture of all the four different plants that they should try to find in the garden. And the garden looks great.
It's absolutely beautiful right now because we're about 3 weeks behind because of the, you know, very cold early spring that we had here. We were very nervous about it, but the last week we've got all the flowers from the pitcher plants are all up, the purple ones, the yellow ones. The sundew this year are just absolutely prolific, and they're a very unique type of bug catcher, insectivores.
So it's a interesting scientifically to see these plants, but it's also beautiful.
It is.
All the colors and just admiring all the way they're laid out.
Oh, sure. And each color radiates a different type of energy and it attracts a different type of bug. They each release a different type of pheromone to attract different types of bugs. Mm-hmm. So it's a very complex thing, but just come and walk around. It's so wonderful. Beautiful.
Wonderful.
The garden is wheelchair accessible. So that's one of the big questions. The city of Wilmington did a fantastic job last year creating an overlook as well as a viewing platform with information signage that would show, you know, what to look for. When Phil talks about the sundews are only the size of a quarter and they're flat to the ground. So it's interesting to see all these.
The event is called the Fly Trap Frolic. It's the fourth annual Fly Trap Frolic presented by the Coastal Land Trust. It's a celebration of our native plants, the Venus flytrap, pitcher plants, and sundews. It is tomorrow from 9 to 1 at the Stanley Reeder Carnivorous Plant Garden, which is behind Alderman Elementary School. If you'd like more information about this, you can visit coastallandtrust.org. Or if you need a phone number, here it is, 910-790-4524, and ask for Stephanie. Diana Corbett, Dr. Rocks, thanks for coming in today.
Well, our pleasure.
Thank you, Jamila.
Come and visit us there.
Sounds great. All right. Thanks a lot.